the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I'm Faye Davis. I am here with Carla Solnes. Carla, how are you today?
Faye, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm actually really excited about the topic we're going to talk about today. So we're talking about productivity over perfection. And we kind of got on the idea of this podcast because in this time of extreme deal flow, it's so easy to get caught up in perfection. So today we're going to explore the idea of productivity over perfection. So I'm going to let you dive in a little further.
Yeah. So one of the reasons that I think this topic came to mind was because we are living in a really fast-paced world and projects are moving so quickly. And I know that I've worked with individuals and our team has even went through seasons where when you have a lot of time, you can really focus on every single detail. And we are very detail oriented. And so we'd like to make sure every single detail is covered, right? But sometimes you have to move forward without every single detail and you have to start talking about the idea in order to get to the right solution. So this kind of came up because we know that the effort to be perfect sometimes does really slow down speed to market. And what we're not saying is turn in sloppy work.
No.
But what we are saying is sometimes what is missing in the detail is because there's additional questions and you won't know that detail until you talk to somebody about it. So sometimes you have to move forward before you really feel like it's perfect in order to get the response of what else it needs to actually be perfect.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
Well, you can't put in all of the information. Sometimes you just don't have time. When there's like a 72-hour turnaround on an RFP, you don't have time to put in every last bit of information you've ever collected.
No. And I think, you know, here's an example just for people who are more example-based. Sometimes you might get a list of 4 or 5 questions about a project, and the perfectionist in you wants to have all of those answers to turn in a very succinct and well thought out email. But you're waiting on one partner to give you 1 out of the 5 answers to the questions to include. And the thought of having to send 2 emails doesn't seem perfect, or to say still waiting, you know, I'll get you the response later this week. It feels imperfect because you want it to be packaged really nice. But by not sending it when you have the majority of the information, you're going to get a list of follow-up questions from the information you just submitted.
Mm-hmm.
So by waiting till it was perfect, you now crunched the timeline for everybody else involved in the dominoes that ensue when you send the first round of information, if that makes sense. So when you're working on teams, whether it's on a RFI or a project, or if it's for us, like doing events, like we have to be willing to tell people where we're at and what we're still missing and kind of be okay internally, at least sharing the imperfection of the work so that the next person can pick up the pieces that they need to start their processes, knowing that it might not be in like final draft mode.
Yep, that totally makes sense. So what you're talking about is really balancing that need between high quality and speed of output. So if the speed isn't there to keep up with, you know, like that drinking from the proverbial fire hose, something has to give. So what are some of those downfalls of perfectionism?
Yeah, so I think downfalls of perfectionism, like I was kind of alluding to, it really slows down processes. I mean, when you have one person that's really, you know, very, very focused on being perfect all the time, sometimes they keep everything under the nest for so long waiting to share, and that can slow down the process of everyone else who might be impacted or have touches to that project. And it certainly can impact, you know, discernment, because you can get really focused on details that may not actually be the key drivers or focal points for somebody else. So it starts to do something with your ability to process what really at a high level is happening within deals, or in our case, events and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely causes collaboration issues.
For sure.
It is like a collaboration killer when you have a person on the team that doesn't want to share anything until it's perfect. Yep. Because once you get to that final stage where they feel comfortable, there's now minimal time to shift if somebody else on the team has a different perspective. So it's really hard to collaborate when there's not kind of an openness or sharing of where you're at before it's perfect.
Yeah. Plus, if you think about it from that lens too, if somebody is a perfectionist and they finally share what they perceive as their perfect work, the collaboration can also be killed in the way that if I give you something that I believe is completely perfect and you're like, have you thought about this? And I thought it was perfect. You know, that can like cause shame and like all kinds of other issues. So to just like collaboratively work together to a point where you say, this is really good. Mm-hmm. And like, let's get this out in the open.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it does lead to burnout because, mm-hmm. you know, in strengths language, a lot of times like people with really high responsibility, like you'll see some of those perfectionism type
tendencies
in their work because you feel so responsible. And so you feel like you have to get it right. And everybody is depending on you for this product. And you don't want to put any responsibility on somebody else because you're taking all the responsibility for it, which is such a beautiful trait. But it also can lead to burnout because that's a lot of pressure.
Tons.
It's a lot of pressure to feel like you have to get it right for everybody else. Yep. When really, truly, if you opened up about what the missing pieces are or asked for other people's input, you would see details that by the time you get ready to hit submit, you don't see anymore. You're yeah. kind of blind to them. So
yeah.
definitely leads to burnout.
Totally. And like, you know, we've just kind of talked about it, but that perfectionism is subjective. So while you're killing yourself to create that perfect deliverable, whether it's an RFI or in our case, again, events or anything to do with those events, someone else might have that completely different idea about what perfect looks like. And procrastination can also masquerade itself as perfectionism. So can you talk a little bit more about what people can do to prevent perfectionism killing their productivity?
Yeah, we've talked about some of these already, but I think that for one, just kind of recognizing that you're going to produce things that you feel really, really excited about sometimes. And sometimes you're going to hit a block in which you're like, man, I feel like I'm missing a few details, or gosh, I don't know. I just feel like something's missing. And that doesn't mean that you failed. It means that that's why you're usually on a team. Like mm-hmm. nobody is expecting you to do everything in isolation. But what they are expecting is that when you need help, you ask for help.
Yep.
And that when you need input, you ask for input. So kind of recognizing that your worth isn't always so strongly tied to the perfectionism over every deliverable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people aren't going to be like, man, Faye, you really stink because you didn't know how to word that paragraph correctly and we had to rework that paragraph. No, like you saying, like, here's the first draft, I feel weird about this paragraph.
Help me.
Is calling us our attention together to say, like, I feel like we kind of know what we want to say, but it's not coming out right. Let's make it better together.
Yep.
Recognizing that there are actions that do actually waste time and in trying to do things with purpose. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like, and this goes back to the procrastination. It goes back to just kind of the feeling sometimes of, I know this isn't where I wanted to be at this point in a project timeline, but the reality is that's where you're at. And if you're on a team where it truly is kind of a team mentality, the team is going to be there to pick you up where you're at. And your personal brand and reputation is not going to be lost over one time that you had a block
mm-hmm.
or that you wanted to do more by the time the timeline got there, but this is where you're at. So I think just being really open about that and having good communication with your team. And then obviously, sometimes you are in seasons where there's a high demand on your time. I've been living in that a lot this past year. And I think you have to realize sometimes that what you've done is truly good enough in some scenarios. And you have to live with what you're able to do, and you can continue to kind of tweak things in real time. And you have to work a little bit smarter. I mean, you have to prioritize what really matters. You have to be willing to let your team take on things that normally you might always have taken on yourself. And, you know, sometimes you don't need to reinvent the wheel every single time. You can use something that worked last time and kind of innovate off of something. So finding ways to kind of prioritize, take the pressure valve down a little bit, and just kind of accept the circumstances. Like, you didn't create all of the circumstances that you're in with an abundance of projects and deal flow, which is really good. But what you can control is, you know, the amount of pressure that you put on yourself that is self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really necessarily what the whole world is demanding or what even your leaders or supervisors are demanding. Like, you can have that conversation with people about, here's what I'm able to provide right now, and here's what I can get you in the next week. And it's just about being honest
100%
about the reality.
Yes. Yep. Totally. Well, I think that's another awesome and not short, but, you know, succinct and powerful episode talking about productivity and perfectionism and how one kills the other. And hopefully that's productivity does kill perfectionism. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
All right, Carla, thanks for another great conversation. And listening audience, we will be back with you next week.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.